The 11 o'clock hour of Lillian's House begins now. A rare Monday where we talked very little about the actual game that was played, in which the Packers lose to the Minnesota Vikings 16-3. But they didn't get shut out. Clayton Tune, 6 of 11. The Packers finished with a net minus 7 passing yards. Their run numbers would actually have been pretty good had Emmanuel Wilson not had a 19 or 18 yard loss on one run.
Yeah.
That wasn't good either. But the Packers lose, but that was not what was most important to Matt LaFleur yesterday. It was avoiding what happened in the regular season finale a year earlier, a game that, by the way, they took the lead in the final seconds, only to give it up with a field goal by the Bears to win it. But he did not want to see anyone leaving on a cart like he did with Christian Watson a year ago. We will see if that approach turns out to be right, because they will take on the Bears on Saturday night on Amazon Prime from Soldier Field, a 7 p.m. Central Time kickoff. Now, Ben Johnson played his guys yesterday because he had something to play for. He ended up getting it anyway, the number 2 seed in the NFC. But his guys lost to a team that was eliminated from playoff contention. The Detroit Lions, much like they did in 2022 to Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur and company, went into a division rival's house with a team that had something to play for and beat them. And yet, that didn't stop Ben Johnson from taking a shot at Matt LaFleur for resting his guys and playing it safe. Here, from the, I'm guessing the Bears website.
It is ChicagoBears.com, which I had to look up because Bears.com is a website about Bears.
It makes sense. What kind of Bears are on the Bears.com?
Grizzlies.
Hey, boo-boo.
Okay.
Polar.
Here is Ben Johnson.
Polar bears will come at you now. Polar bears hunt humans, which I don't know if you know. Grizzlies do too. Black bears, not necessarily. Brown bears, cute little guys. Obviously, you don't want to mess with
koala
either
bears.
Of them either.
Pandas.
Sleepers. Big sleepers. Koala bears. 22 hours of sleep a day.
Koala bears, your Steinhoffel sleepers of the week.
Nice.
Let's hear from Ben Johnson from yesterday after the Bears lost to a team with nothing to play for.
We're quickly turning the page here. Everyone's disappointed. I appreciate, like I said, their effort. You know, some teams, they rest their starters. We don't. We play football, and, you know, and we felt like it was really important that we were playing our best ball here today, and we didn't get that job done. And so we're quickly turning that page, and now we got a home game coming on up, and there's a way to win this game, this next game, and that's what we're going to be solely focused on.
We believe in playing our starters and playing our best ball. And oh, by the way, we didn't get that done.
Yeah, he's being honest.
I always appreciate honesty. What do you make of that? What is his bugaboo about the Packers head coach?
Well, I think it's he understands the magnitude of when you take that job, and with the success the Packers have had over the years, you know this is going to be a big part of your legacy, is whether you could beat the big bad Green Bay Packers. So I think there's maybe a subtle dig there. I don't necessarily know if it's all aimed just at the Packers. Obviously, you could take it that way. But I think he's looking at it like he's got the Dan Campbell in him where we're going to compete every time we go out and play. And by the way, Dan Campbell maybe needs to reevaluate that because he can't keep his team healthy.
You're right.
His secondary is beat up every year. He didn't have a D-line. He didn't have linebackers last year. His O-line is all retiring because they're beat to shreds. So at some point, maybe you have to – everybody wants tough physical, drag them out to the deep sea and drown them. That's all cute, great stuff. But if you don't have guys to go do it, you're going to end up drowning yourself. And that's what happened to Detroit the last two seasons. So all that word stuff and all that, that's cute. 17 and going to be 18 games, it is a war of attrition, man. And there's times you can put the guns and you can put the knives and you can put everything down and say, you know what? Let's go grab a meal and let's get rejuiced up and go back out for a bigger battle that's ahead. That's what some teams have done. I think the Green Bay Packers yesterday put down all their weapons and said, all right, it's a battle. We'd love to win. We want that border. We don't like giving up that border. But we see a bigger border battle ahead that can lead us to even more. Annex into UP, whatever you want to talk about doing. That's where the Green Bay Packers led yesterday. And so old Benny Johnson can say everything he wants. All of it is just wordplay. And by the way, everything he did, his team wasn't bought in to his methodology yesterday through three quarters. Because I watched that game. It looked flat. Their offense looked inept. And by the way, they weren't playing the Seahawks. They weren't playing juggernauts. They're playing a defense that doesn't have anybody in the secondary left.
Mm-hmm.
And it couldn't move the football. So, hey, you do you. I give him a ton of credit. His culture that he's built in Chicago has been, I think it's good. Obviously, they have had a lot of success. And, hey, their wide receiving core is beat up. I don't know how many guys they got out and injured. Green Bay's got guys, too. And it'll be interesting to see, because this will be the most highly charged of all the matchups that they have, and who's going to be better and who can actually go and execute what their coach wants. He seems very confident that he feels he can do that, and I'm sure Matt LaFleur feels the same way.
Jesse, you would agree he's clearly talking about the Packers there.
Sounded like it to me.
Yeah, come on.
Well, you got Packer ears on, too. I agree, but I think it's because we're looking at it from that perspective. I think he could also say Philadelphia didn't, right?
He could, but he's not.
Okay, you're probably right.
Smug. But he's entitled to
smug. Chargers. Could be talking about the camp. Chargers.
No, he was smug. He was.
No, he was smug too.
For a guy who lost yesterday, he was pretty smug, I thought. Quite smug, in fact. But again, that seems to be his brand. God bless him. We'll see what happens. He can be Smuggy McGee.
What's LaFleur's brand? What's LaFleur's brand?
Eyebrows.
I'd rather be smug, if I'm being honest.
I'll tell you what. There are a lot of Packers fans that his appearance clearly triggers them to dislike him even more than anything about his track record or success or failures. There is something about that really bothers a segment of the fan base, which is fine. You can feel however you want to feel about him.
Do people like the look of a Mike McCarthy more than a Matt LaFleur?
Heavier set fella? Yeah, I think so.
Is it because he's more relatable? Or
yes.
What is the...
I think so.
Is that right?
I think so. I mean, there's that picture of a group of beat writers, myself not included, where LaFleur's, you know, drinking a glass of wine when everybody's drinking beer and whatever else. And I don't think it's fair. I don't agree with it. He's a handsome guy. God bless him. I'm happy for him. I'm not as handsome as he is. Very few of us are. But I don't think that should be in the equation of whether you think he's a good football coach or not. Speaking of handsome guys.
Hot.
That's a classic.
If you are only listening to the audio version,
by the way,
of the program.
You guys, for everybody that's thinking, you know, when is Tausch going to declare, as you put up that picture of Matt LaPay, who I saw at the Kohl Center Saturday night, I don't think I'm going to be making any declarations this year.
Aw, what?
That could change. Yes. It could change.
It's usually about January 31st to give it to us.
Final four birth confirmed now, because Tausch won't proclaim it.
God, I
increases
hope so.
Their chances considerably.
I hope that's what happens.
There's some inconsistency there with your Wisconsin men's basketball team. That is faux show. All right, Jesse, I'm a little bit thrown by this. We're going to play trivia on a Monday?
Yes,
we won't
are.
Have to play catch-up?
No. Playing on a Monday, Wildy and Tausch trivia.
What category is it for Cousin Subs and Iron Jock Wildy and Tausch trivia, and what caller would you like? because Tausch does not get to pick the caller for trivia.
I'm glad we're playing because it was a busy sports weekend for us to recap. So it is the sports weekend recap for the first time in 2026. There are 14 teams who made the NFL playoffs. Caller 14. How about that?
I like it. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 14 plays trivia with us. Presented by Iron Jock and Cousin Subs. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
It's a rarity. It's a Monday. And we're playing trivia. Time now for Wilde and Tausch Trivia, presented by Iron Jock and Cousin Subs.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs' $10 deal meal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie, all for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousins app. And Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance. And proudly Wisconsin-built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
It is time for trivia. Let's welcome in our contestants. Oh, he's one of the goats. And he doesn't take off. Well, I mean, I guess he does now because he's retired. But he certainly does not take off during crunch time in April, given his very successful accounting business. It is Jeff in Monroe. Jeff, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Wishing you guys a great 2026, and thanks for a great year of shows in 2025.
Thank you. We appreciate your appreciation. So when do accountants go on vacation before we start?
After April 15th.
So, literally April 16th?
Thank you, Jeff.
You go? Because what about people that got extensions?
Well, extensions go to October.
Unless it's a corporation, then it's September. So.
Good to know.
Probably June, July. Kind of a slow time, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that is your accountant's minutes on Wilde and Tausch.
All I'm saying is,
he must have been one of the shows you missed, Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse missed a bunch of shows. Is when you're called upon, what are you shaking your head about?
I'm just trying to think back to all the shows I missed, and I can't think of one during the holidays.
Well, it wasn't about the holidays. We were talking about vacations. And that's Tausch used accountants as an example. Yeah. All right, let's play trivia.
Let's just move it along.
We're done here. Jesse, come on. That was not... all right, here we go. Jeff, question number one. Jesse, if you don't know what happens on the show when you're gone, that's fine. But, you know, that question there was out of line. All the other three of us all knew that was a reference to a previous show in which we discussed vacation for accountants. And this is the first time Jeff's been on since. Jeff, question number one is this, good sir. The Carolina Panthers are in the playoffs thanks to which team winning on Sunday to force a three-way tie with 8-9 records atop the NFC South? Was it the Atlanta Falcons, the New Orleans Saints, or if this was college football, they'd change the playoff format for next year because of this.
Atlanta Falcons.
Indeed. Yeah. That was weird, right? I mean, that was... The Panthers win and they're in. They lose, and then they get in anyway, even though they lost to one of the teams that were part of that equation, obviously. Three-way ties make things interesting, to say the least. All right, question number two, Jeff, is this. the Packers were one of three teams to only score 3 points in their Week 18 finales. Which of these teams is not one of the other two teams that scored 3 points this week? Did you get all that?
I follow.
Okay. Pretty convoluted question, if you ask me. Was one of the teams that didn't score 3 points in their Week 18 finale the New York Jets, the Los Angeles Chargers, or the San Francisco 49ers?
That's right.
The San Francisco 49ers lost to the Seattle Seahawks 13-3. The Los Angeles Chargers lost to the Denver Broncos 19-3. The New York Jets lost to the Buffalo Bills 35-8.
With Josh Allen not playing.
I was listening Friday, and Tausch's big bet for McCaffrey for MVP. I'm not going to say where I placed this bet, but after his performance in that game, I had forgot about how bad that was. I'm figuring I'm not going to get my 200 times or whatever it was.
But it was worth it, Jeff. It was worth the risk, I felt. He has a big game.
I do, too.
I think he's – I mean, I'm telling you, that needle moves. But I was wrong. It was worth a flyer. It was worth a flyer.
Well, all right,
and
Jeff,
I also didn't. I'm not expecting to cash that either.
On worse thing.
Yeah,
it's fair.
Amen.
All right, let's bounce back. Question three, Jeff, is this. A UW school won a football national championship. UW River Falls won the first Division III football national championship in program history on Sunday night by defeating which Division III powerhouse in Canton, Ohio? That's where they play the Amos Alonzo Stag Bowl. Now, I covered a couple of those, but I think they were in like Virginia somewhere.
It was in Virginia.
Salem,
for a while.
Virginia.
Yeah. They were in
That's
Virginia
second
for a
Salem
while.
Reference today.
They've moved around. Now they are in Canton, Ohio at the Hall of Fame Stadium.
All right. Here you go, Jeff. Which team did UW River Falls beat to win the Division III state or Division III national championship? Did they beat Mary Hardin Baylor, North Central College, or Mount Union?
Well, you said powerhouse, and Mount Union's the only one that I can think of that's a powerhouse. So I'll say Mount Union.
That's very tricky. They were a powerhouse. They have been a powerhouse.
NIL got them.
National powerhouse.
Mount Union's the SEC of Division III football. The NIL got
it
them.
It just means more. Yeah, just means more. Jesse chose the word powerhouse. I don't know... What is North Central College's track record? Because that is the correct
answer. I think they won the last two.
Yeah, they've won multiple national titles in a row. It was billed as a David versus Goliath. River Falls hadn't been to the playoffs in 29 years. North Central had won a couple of national titles, and they've been in it like every year for a handful of years now.
But they're running that. They run this like crazy offense, right?
River Falls has revolutionary offense,
mm-hmm. and it worked. And one of
their quarterback's a stud. Their quarterback, what's his name, Jess?
Caleb Blaha. More single-season total yards than Joe Burrow. NCAA record set last night.
I'd love to have a quarterback that we could be announcing Blaha. How fun would that be? Blaha!
Maybe he should enter the portal. We'll have to wait and see.
I think he's
out
of eligibility.
You say what you want. We're going Portal City USA over here now. It is
indeed.
Portal City USA.
Indeed, you are exactly right. Jeff, the bad news for you, my friend, is you only got one right, which is not usually the case with you. Luckily, this is not part of our Tournament of Champions, which we have yet to seed, schedule, or plan. But you'll be in it. You got two entries into Friday's drawing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Poor effort on my part. So, well,
I agree.
You guys going to be down at Rock? Yes. You guys going to be at Hard Rock again? I'm going to have to make a trip down there if you are.
I would certainly love that to be the case. Yes, indeed.
We got to play some new bets.
Some of them UU noodles.
We don't have any other bets to cash anymore, so we got to go play some new ones.
Yeah, we don't have to drive down to cash anything.
Unbelievable. I think
Dolly Parton's coming. We're going to all go down there when she comes.
We'll do a ceremonial burial for our bets tomorrow when you're back here in the studio, old T. That seems appropriate tomorrow.
All right, that is Wildy and Tausch Trivia presented by Cousin Subs and by Iron Jock. Whoa, Nelly, we have time for that today too? Wow. That's what happens when you don't play to win the game. That's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Barb and Jesse's parents will be happy because we have enough time on a Monday for an abbreviated Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Head coaching openings taking place around the National Football League. You mentioned some of them earlier, Jason. So, including a couple from the regular season, we've got the Tennessee Titans, the New York Giants, Atlanta Falcons, Cleveland Browns, Las Vegas Raiders. I think that's all of them.
No.
Oh, who am I missing?
Arizona Cardinals fired their coach, too.
Arizona Cardinals. Believe. Yeah, the Arizona Cardinals, if they haven't yet, they're going to. It's out there. So, 6 openings. Which job do you guys think of those is the most intriguing if you're a head coaching candidate like, I don't know, Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley?
Well, I think for Hafley, going to the Giants makes the most sense because you think you got a quarterback. You're from there. I think it all depends what you're looking for. If you're looking to, start from scratch, it would be the Raiders. The Raiders, you're gonna get some runway there, and you're gonna have an opportunity to start from the bottom, understanding where this is at. Because Pete Carroll signed a 3-year deal. I think he thought he could get a couple years, build this thing up, and then hopefully get better. They didn't. Titans, I'm not sure if you believe in Cam Ward. Great. If you don't, that's not a job you want. Cleveland, you're still paying a quarterback. Are you going to have to stick with Shador? I don't know if I want to go to Cleveland either. Arizona, you're starting from scratch. Atlanta, you're going to bank on a guy that blows his knee out every other year? I don't know. I would probably think not. So, if I'm Mike McCarthy, I want the Tennessee job. You're a quarterback whisperer. That's where I would think that's where you want. There's still going to be some – I think there's – one or two very interesting potential job openings yet. Buffalo gets beat by Jacksonville. I think they need a clean sweep. If something happens, Harbaugh in Baltimore, I wouldn't be shocked if he leaves. And if Pittsburgh gets curb stomped against Houston, I could see that thing moving. So you're still, what are you looking for? You don't jump into these jobs now. If you really are, you want to make sure you're going to give yourself a chance to have a chance. In some of these places, I'm not sure you do.
Is it possible? You mentioned, obviously, Baltimore has had a ton of success. If John Harbaugh were to step away after many years as their head coach, that seems like a place where their success is baked into the cake. That'd be a good job, right? If you're Jeff Hafley, for example. But are the way you ran through those jobs, is there the chance that Jeff Hafley could do what Ben Johnson did a year ago? Right? Ben Johnson, at the end of the previous, I guess 2 years ago, because he's coached this season now, but he had opportunities to take jobs. And he stayed in Detroit for another year because he didn't really like any of the cultures and ownership situations. And it was smart. Look, and I got a couple of people on social media saying that Ben Johnson wasn't talking about the Packers. Okay, if you want to give him the benefit of the doubt, that is not a reach. Given what he has said about the Packers and Matt LaFleur previously, he was talking about the Packers. I'm not saying, look, if you're a Bears fan,
I think he was more defending himself. I think he was defending himself. Probably first, and then
also true.
You want to throw shade at Green Bay. I think that's
yes.
You can read into that and think no problem. Absolutely.
So it's not a stretch to think that he's talking about Matt LaFleur there. But
agree.
As much as what, however you feel about Ben Johnson did the smart thing. He was the hot coach. He didn't like any of the situations that were available to him. He spent another year in Detroit, had another great offensive season, and then he got the job that has fit him perfectly. And I believe that he is going to be the perfect guy for Caleb Williams, and Caleb Williams is continuing to get better. He's going to get his completion percentage up, and they're going to have a bunch of success, and they're going to be dueling with the Packers moving forward. So he did the right decision. And if Jeff Hafley is looking at what Tausch just outlined with those different teams, I'm not sure that you're not thinking about, you know what, maybe I sit this one out and have another really good defense next year when Micah Parsons is back and we go out there and I'm a hot candidate again and I've got better choices at my disposal.
Just going through that list,
ugh.
If he doesn't get or take the Giants job, I think he's back in Green Bay.
Where's the shirt? I agree with Tausch. We will wrap up our lengthy conversation. That's on there, right? Tausch, slightly different.
Different.
Yeah. In the ballpark.
Similar, not quite the same. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
This is a crazy season. There isn't a juggernaut.
Because we're on the postseason.
There's not one team that this team can't beat. And as we saw earlier, there's not one team that this team cannot get beaten by.
You're listening to 100.5 ESPN.
Wildy and Tausch wrapping things up as the Packers get ready for Saturday night football, the NFC wild card round in Chicago at Soldier Field against the arch rival Bears. Jesse, you have a fact check?
Yes, earlier we had a text from Cody in Pittsburgh. Cody in Pittsburgh is not related to Jana in Pittsburgh. Jana and Colby in Pittsburgh are together.
So, I knew that.
I got crossed up in it. Jana and Colby. Not Cody. Cody is independent of Jana and Colby.
But do they know each other at all?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe when we do our Wildy and Tausch tour stop in Pittsburgh, maybe we can get everybody together for a little gathering in Pittsburgh. All right. Speaking of Pittsburgh, Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. The
what
Steelers
a game.
Winning last night. We did not get to talk about that. There were some vintage Aaron Rodgers moments there, that's for sure, and a missed field goal that would have sent the Baltimore Ravens to the playoffs instead.
And holy water.
Rodgers.
You see the holy water?
I did see that. That was
blessed be the south end zone. If you're a Steelers fan.
We're blessed as well. And what a fun day we had. I will be back home in Green Bay for tomorrow's show. Thanks to everybody who came along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.